நீங்கள் SPS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sps.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
Greetings, Shyamala Easwaran.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on winning the Multicultural Premier's Harmony Medal Award for Maritime Museum Arts and Culture Medal.
Did I say that right? Oh my goodness, it's a mouthful,
yes.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about this award, please.
This award was specifically for people working within the arts and culture space who use their work towards promoting social change and cultural diversity and social inclusion.
And this is awarded by the New South Wales Premier.
Yeah, I believe so. Multicultural New South Wales is the organisation that puts on the awards.
In the media release, they say that you have delivered 53 school workshops and 285 preschool Bolly Kids shows around the country. Tell us about that.
Actually, that figure is not entirely, the overall figure is much higher than that. That figure actually only reflects the last, I believe, year, because that's my full-time gig. So the way I have worked up until now is that I've had a wonderful age-old Young Australia workshop who has booked the shows for me and has allowed me to tour around Australia. However, all the expenses when it comes to travel and everything is out of pocket for me. And this year is the first year that I'm actually self-represented because unfortunately my agency shut down. So winning an award like this is just a huge honour. And also it really helps because for me to be able to continue doing what I'm doing, I'm going to need grant funding to be able to afford the travel and to be able to take it as far and wide as I want to spread the message.
Tell us more about Bolly Kids.
Bolly Kids is a preschool show that I've been running for the last 3 years. I use sights and smells and sounds in the form of music, dance, and spices to introduce children at a very young age to Indian culture and things that are other to them. So, for example, when a kid smells a spice for the first time, their initial reaction is, "Ugh, yuck." And that was a reaction that I received when I was 4 years old in kindergarten. And that first reaction teaches you to be ashamed and it teaches you to start not having pride in your culture. So through explaining to the kids, well, you know, when you say something like that, that actually makes someone feel bad and that makes them not feel good about themselves. I try to teach the kids to unleash the empathy and the kindness that already exists in them. The pivotal moment of the show, basically doing a bit of a show and tell. I'm like, oh, do you want to learn a bit more about my, I want to show you some spices. And when I take my spice tin out, they're all very excited to look inside when I pop off the lid. But I explain to them, well, I'm not sure if I should show you because the last time I showed someone, they said, your food smells and so do you and we don't want to sit with you. And that is the key message of the show, is being very mindful of your words and how you react to difference. So that's essentially what Bolly Kids does, and making people just a bit more aware, and the little people before they go to school, they can't help their reactions sometimes, but you need to teach them at an early age that difference is actually beautiful. It's what makes us special. It's what makes us something unique, and it should be celebrated and never shamed. And we should never use difference as a reason of singling someone out or teasing them or ostracizing them.
Young Australia
workshop.
From a little research, it looks like you have not only taken the message across Australia, but you have also taken it abroad.
In a sense, more abroad in terms of research. So I'm very passionate about making sure that whatever I present has been researched from the root. So not only have I been to India to make sure that I've engaged directly with people from the cultures whose styles I fuse into my work, I've also travelled to other countries for the other artistic styles. So, for example, Brazil, I've been to Brazil to train there, performing carnival, to understand, you know, to go into the favelas, to see the way samba is actually presented in Brazil, because the moment you take a dance outside of its homeland, things change and you have to be very careful about appropriating cultures, especially those outside of your own, and even regard other Indian cultures outside of my own in the same way, because we're not all the same. We're not a homogenous entity. We speak different languages. We're very diverse. We have different belief systems. So I believe it's important that you actually go to the root and engage with the people who have expressed that culture and created it.
Tell us more about your dance style.
So my main style in terms of Indian is actually Kuchipudi. I have trained a few Bharatanatyam workshops in India, but not in a consistent way. I study Kuchipudi in Sydney with my guru, Sri Raghavan Nayarji. And aside from that, I have been really interested in the folk styles of dance of India, such as Gumma. So I traveled to Rajasthan to learn with someone specifically from the region where Gumma came from and to understand the stories behind it, as well as Bhangra. Through my company Bindi Bosses, my performing arts company, we engaged down to Bhangra to actually come through and teach us and explain how Bhangra connects to, is a reflection of Punjabi culture and the experiences that Punjabi people have had around harvest and crops. You know, it's a reflection of someone else's way of life. I guess my focus, I try to use dance to tell stories and to share stories from around the world rather than just to entertain people. Entertainment hopefully, well, happens in the process, but there's a much deeper message connected to every form of dance.
This is SBS Tamil, the only Tamil radio to broadcast all through Australia. We are listening to an interview with Shyamala Iswaran, recipient of this year's Australian National Maritime Museum Arts and Culture Medal. You talk about Indian art form, Indian dance art forms, but you're not from India, are you?
No, I was born in Australia. And my father was born in Chennai and he migrated when he was 14. So my father lived through the White Australia policy. That has actually had a huge impact on my upbringing and how much he wanted us to actually engage with our culture. Whereas my mother was born in Fiji. The most she knows about her heritage is that her family was from somewhere in Andhra Pradesh because her ancestors were blackbirded. So it's very complex. I have connections because even Fiji, the culture there is very different. I mean, Fiji Indians are, in a lot of cases, looked down upon from Indians. So the simple union of my father, who is light-skinned South Indian, marrying my mother, who is from Fiji and darker complexion, that was a whole thing, you know? So, yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yes, in a way. You mentioned that your father migrated here at the age of 14, did you say?
He did, yeah.
And lived through the White Australia policy.
Yes.
You seem to be a voice for the first Australians. Tell us about how you see things in Australia with inequality.
I think as a first generation Australian, we are tasked with the challenge of having to choose our identity. And I'm finally seeing that shift now and people acknowledging that identity is a very complex thing and that just because I carry a very stereotypically Indian appearance, that doesn't necessarily reflect the upbringing that I've had. That process in itself takes many years and you can go through periods of embracing other cultures. For example, when I was much younger, I resonated a lot with hip hop and following African American culture because over here that was regarded cool. So if you could dance in a way that African Americans danced, you were regarded as cool. Whereas I feel like growing up, being Indian has never really been cool. We've been regarded as the nerds or the taxi drivers or the people working at the Indian restaurant. So our challenge is to actually break people's stereotypes and to genuinely express ourselves and not feel like we have to amplify any one aspect of ourselves at any time, because the fact is we are such complex beings and that identity is always fluid, it's shifting. Sometimes we've had moments where we didn't even realize we were expressing forms of internalized racism, whereas there are others where we might feel very proud of a particular aspect of our culture. And we're also influenced by all the other cultures that we grow up with as well. So I think as a first-generation Australian, it's very important to be kind to others and to understand that identity is a nuanced and an ongoing process that never ends. And we are tasked with asserting that, unfortunately, to our parents because we're caught between the traditional and the contemporary constantly.
So if someone asks you now, what is your identity?
Wow. I would say I have Indian heritage and I'm born in Australia.
That's it.
And then if they really want to know, I explain my mother's Fiji Indian and my father is South Indian from India.
Now that you have won this award and you say that it's going to give you some, what's the word you said?
Leverage.
Leverage.
I hope it will.
Yeah, that's right.
What I want to see is more opportunities created for people like me. I'm proud to say I'm a 36-year-old woman. I can't keep running around the country by myself doing these shows. I want to be able to train up other South Asian people to do this work too, because another community is seeing art as something that shouldn't be paid and that should be a hobby. And I don't believe that at all. And I want to change that within our community. And the only way you can do that in a realistic sense is to create paid opportunities for the community so that they can see being a performing artist as a valid and noble career choice, not just something that should be a hobby or just a form of worship. It is also a way to express ourselves in probably the most effective way where people will actually listen because they're being entertained through the process. They're not being hit over the head with social messages. And I think that's something that is very unique about the power of art. So my vision would be to now train up the next generation of South Asian artists that might want to go on the same sort of journey that I have and then make it their own as well and be able to give them opportunities and not just within performing arts, but through the opportunities that I've had as a writer and working in various different realms, it's really important that we share the opportunities with each other and not compete with each other. It's for our benefit as a community.
How has COVID-19 pandemic affected you? Because most of the artists say that they are not able to perform. They have been asked to stay home and not do anything. How are you coping with that?
You'll get a different answer today to what you do last week to what you did last month. I think COVID has forced us all to just stop and take stock of how sustainable not just what we do is, but how we do it. So my work very much relies on me touring, and that's been taken away now. And slowly but surely, I'm lucky enough to be involved in a number of paid creative projects at the moment. But what I found very challenging is not connecting with kids. A big part of why I love what I do, I don't have any children myself, but I love that energy that you get when you perform to an audience, and especially an audience full of little ones. They give you so much energy back and you feed off that to perform. It's very different when you have to do pre-recorded things to a camera. You have to rely on yourself and you have to over-project to something that's not there. So what it's done for me, I have actually found it's inspired me to look into other aspects of my creativity. So I've taken up playing piano again, I've been songwriting, and I've been exploring other avenues and also taking care of my body, because as a full-time self-employed artist, I've had a lot of problems with my back that I haven't had time to attend to and address. And with my performing arts group, Bindi Bosses, we haven't been doing any creative work, but what we have been doing is we've engaged a beautiful artist by the name of Shimmer to train us in Horton technique, which is involved with conditioning and strengthening the body. This time for me has been about rest and recuperation and just thinking outside of the box of how else I can spread my message that doesn't necessarily involve being in a space performing in front of people. But at the same time, I cannot wait until I am able to share space again with both my performing group and my audiences.
Great. Hope you're able to continue with your mission, spreading the message of equality to everyone. Congratulations again, Shyamala, for winning the award, and good luck with your new endeavors.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your support and interest as well. Virupam, Pagirvu, Karuthu, Parivu. Like, share, comment. SBS Tamil in Facebook.